Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your goodness that has come upon our lives. Thank you, Lord, as we bowed our knees and confess you as Lord. We thank you, Father God, you came into our lives and our spirits are made perfect by the Holy Spirit coming and joining itself to our spirit. We one spirit now, so as to hear, so as to wake up, so as to partake of your goodness. So this day, and every day we say, thank you, Lord, you know what we need. So therefore we say, hallowed be thy name, knowing that in thy name we find life as your children. We've got answers. So your will is of benefit to us. Your kingdom has come. We've translated out of the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. And thank you, we have got a part to play in this kingdom. So thank you for giving us sufficiency, our sufficiency for the day, so that we can be light givers, walking in love, walking in forgiveness, and helping and encouraging those around us. Thank you, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 10. Because of the extravagance of those revelations, and so I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he in fact did was push me to my knees. No danger then of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that, and then he told me, my grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now I take limitations in good stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over, and so the weaker I get, the stronger I become.
Hallelujah. I love this translation. You guys know the other translation. It talks about Paul. He's got these beautiful revelations, and revelations from the Lord is always beautiful, and it's light for darkness, blessings for curses. It's what builds his church, and it gives you the keys of heaven. But then we see, yes, some things has happened. But this is not of God, guys. This is of Satan. This is not God. But God uses it, and we can also use it just to show his bigness. He comes through when we realize and we look to the Lord at all times, and we turn to the Lord, not from the Lord. And immediately then that when we have these sufferings or these squeezings and that there, it's we weak. But then as soon as we turn to the Lord and we spend time with him, and hear what he's got to say, we're strong. So it's an opportunity to experience God. And you see, what happens is when you're supposed to be in the spirit at all times, mindset on things above, worshiping spirit and truth. Worshiping spirit and truth is taking hold of that which the spirit has given to you, because that is truth, that is life and life in abundance. And that life is knowing the Father and knowing the Son. And in knowing the Father and knowing the Son, you know yourself. The revelation is always relevant to you and where you're at in the kingdom, in the love of God. So what happens when you turn into the flesh, that's where your peace goes, that's where your joy goes. But as soon as you realize, man, God is bigger than this, and you turn to God, boom, the lights come on. And then you make sure you put the lights on properly by getting the answer for that problem, the light for that darkness. And then you stay with the Lord, knowing that if it's a sickness, if whatever it is, it's going to be dealt with. But the important thing is his grace is your sufficiency. His grace gets you to shining again, gets you at peace, because you know everything's in his hands, and keeps you in the joy of your salvation. The joy of your salvation is you developing on schedule, you being the person God made you to be. And so that's a big revelation. My grace is your sufficiency. Stay in the spirit, and your purpose, the goodness of God, the favor of God is your portion, and that's what you want every day, and knowing it's going to bring it to pass. There's a beautiful revelation in Philippians chapter 2. I love using that, work out your own salvation. But if you go a bit further up, you will see that speaks about every knee bowing, every tongue confessing Jesus is Lord. And then Paul says that, therefore, don't just take hold of my words when I'm with you, but also in my absence. Paul is absent, but his words are still speaking to us today, relevant to making Jesus Lord, relevant to bowing our knees to him, relevant to our confession. And so we need to understand that, guys. We draw close to God. God draws close to us. He works in us to will and to do according to his good pleasure. And that's when we can shine. And that's where we can get too busy with the good. No moaning, no grumbling, not being in the flesh, but being in the spirit. And then it goes on so beautiful to say, and we the lights in the world, when we understand that reality and we run to God and not from God. Amen. Arise and shine. His grace is your sufficiency. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.